Welcome to another episode of DRH Ministries Living in Victory podcast. Our prayer is that as you listen and receive the word of God, that your life is changed and that you're positioned to live life in victory. Let's join Pastor Dennis Hebert for today's message already in progress.
And as we look at Jesus's life, this man Jesus, who was, the Bible says, he was 100% God. His spirit was that of God, but then at the same time, he was 100% man, which means in his spirit, he was God, but he had the same flesh that all of us have in this room today. That's why we don't have a high priest that cannot be touched with the infirmities that we are touched with. But in all points, he was tempted like we are. That Jesus was all God, but all man. But the Bible says he sinned not. And this Jesus was in a class all by himself, who was all God and all man. God had to send this Jesus through the school of the wilderness so that Jesus can be ready for his destiny. Now, if he had to send Jesus, who is in a class, y'all gonna make me work this morning, huh? All by himself to get him ready for his destiny. What do you think that God is gonna do to you? Because he loves you so much, he's not gonna let you skip the class, but he's gonna send you through the wilderness as well, because he has to get you ready for where it is that the Lord is gonna take you. Somebody just shout out, it's necessary, it's necessary. And it was necessary for Jesus to go through the wilderness. I want you to see three things, and we're gonna have communion. Three things where Jesus is in this text is the same place where many of us are spiritually right now in this church. Because the Bible says in verse number 36, watch this, then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. Let the church say Gethsemane. Gethsemane. He was, watch this now, footsteps away from his place of destiny, which was Calvary. He was in a place called Gethsemane. Gethsemane was a garden set just to the east in the Mount of Olives, across from the Kidron Valley overlooking Jerusalem. Gethsemane was a geographical place for Jesus, but it's a spiritual place for every one of us in this room today. Yeah. Because Gethsemane, the name of that particular place is called Oil Press. Oil press, which means people would bring olives to Gethsemane, and they would crush the olives so that the oil that was in the olive could come out now, and that oil which had been crushed from the olive could be used for perfume. Could be used, watch this, for embalming fluid. Could be used for medicine. It was a place of crushing. Mm-hmm. And Gethsemane, watch this now. Jesus was in Gethsemane because he was being crushed. That which was on the outside had to be broken so that which was on the inside could be released. Which means those of you in this room who find yourself in a spiritual Gethsemane, what God says is, I have to crush what's on the outside so I can release what I know I've placed on the inside of you. And I just want to pause a few seconds in this message to let you know that something is being released through your pain. I know you've been going through so much pain over these last 18 months that you haven't had a chance to see your productivity. But God told me that the pain was not without productivity, because if you look closely at your life, baby, you have been making some progress. I wish y'all was hearing this today. That something that God had locked up on the inside is being released now in your life, and it's only being released because you done been through Gethsemane. And I need a few folks in here here this morning that say, Pastor, you done located me, because I can describe the last few weeks, the last few months of my life as nothing else but Gethsemane. But I want to let you know you're making progress, that you are closer right now than you have ever been before, because God is saying, I'm about to release some genuine faith in your life. Hallelujah. Touch somebody and say, it's necessary. It's necessary. God is working on your behalf so that when you look back after what you've been through, you're going to say, devil, you didn't hit me with your hardest punch, but I am still standing. I done been laid off, but I done made it through Gethsemane. I done had people walk out of my life, but I made it through Gethsemane. I done been through some pain, but I made it through Gethsemane. And I want to let you know that you're not going through all this hell for nothing. There's some progress on the other side of this. Boy, elbow your neighbor and say, we ain't going through this for nothing. No, indeed. You ain't spent all the this last season for nothing. No, it's not a loss. See, that there's some progress that's going to come out of this. Because Gethsemane is a place where that which is in you can be released. And Jesus, right now in Gethsemane, watch this setting. He's going through so much agony. Because Gethsemane is a place of agony. He's in this wilderness, and he says what many of us say when we got to go through something. He says, God, if there's another way for me to escape all of this hell that I got to go through, give me that other way. He's in a position that he's never been in his earthly life before. His human nature is crying out, saying, God, golly, is there anybody in here that know that what it's like when you got to do something that you don't want to do? I wish y'all was feeling me this morning, that when you got to go through something, you say, God, I know I got to go through it, but it just is dealing with my mind. Luke tells us, watch this, in his gospel, Luke chapter 22, I believe it is. Luke said, watch this, that Jesus was in so much pain that God had to send an angel to him to minister to him and to strengthen him. See, that's what I love about God, because Jesus had some other folks with him. Because read it in the text, the Bible says he had all of his disciples with him, but he told some of them, y'all stay right here. And Peter, James, and John would go with him, because he needed somebody that he can share his heart with. I wish y'all was feeling me, because everybody can't go with you into Gethsemane. There's some folks that can be with you while miracles are taking place, and while you're getting your breakthrough, and while you got promotions and you're blinging and all of that. But there's only a few folks that can go with you in Gethsemane. So Jesus says, the rest of y'all sit down. Peter, James, and John, I need y'all to go with me in Gethsemane, because everybody can't go there. Oh boy, and I want to help somebody out that's in Gethsemane right now. When you've been losing folks out of your inner circle, I want you to know you in Gethsemane, because God got to show you that everybody in your circle ain't for you. Yeah, I want to talk to some people right now. God told me to tell you your circle way too big, because half the folk in your life don't mean you no good. They with you for what you can do for them. They want to see the 5,000 be blessed. They want to see miracles. But when you got to go to your cross, they ain't going to be nowhere to be found. So he says, I'll put you through Gethsemane so you can lose some people, so you can see who really has your back. The Bible says only three of them was able to go with him in Gethsemane. And I speak it over your life, a divine downsize. In this season, you don't need to have no Negro up next to you who don't mean you no good. Because if you can't pray for me while I'm going through, you don't deserve to be with me anyway. Who am I preaching to in this house this morning? There's some of you, you're in a place called Gethsemane, where I'm losing people. I don't get text messages like I used to. Don't nobody invite me to the hangout. Y'all ain't invite me to martini night no more. I know, because now I'm on the way to my destiny, and I can't be around that foolishness no more, because my eyes have to be focused on what God is calling me to do. Touch your neighbor, say, that's a good thing they don't invite you no more. That baby, don't you feel isolated? Don't you feel rejected? That's because God's about to elevate you. And he got to let you know they wasn't your friends from the beginning. Because they knew you couldn't afford to go out. They should have came to the house and had a house party. That God said, you got to know who's in your circle. And the Bible says, watch this now. So he had his boys, Peter, James, and John. Because he said he had to have somebody that he can fall apart in front of. I know he had to say, I know I'm Jesus, the Lord. Peter, I know you said that I am the Christ. But right now, I just need somebody to fall apart in front of. Oh boy, and you looking like that, but all of us need somebody. Oh yeah, I mean, well, you could take the title off. You ain't overseer no more. You ain't elder no more. You ain't Deacon Williams no more. No, now I'm just me, and I need somebody that can be real enough with me that'll let me fall apart in front of them. Is there anybody ever needed somebody a shoulder to lean? And so he brought Peter, James, and John. Because he says, I know I can count on y'all. Watch this setting. But when you're in Gethsemane, there's some folks that can't come in. But then there's some folks that can't last in Gethsemane. Because the Bible says that everybody that went with Jesus in Gethsemane, they was good-hearted people, but they fell asleep. And Jesus said, when I needed you the most, you couldn't pray me through. You know why he got, I want to let you know, God let them fall asleep on you. Because you got to get used to being by yourself sometime. You got to be used to praying by yourself sometime. And I want to let you know, they ain't no bad folks. They down for you like 4 flat tires. But sometimes you get caught up and try to keep yourself together that you don't have time trying to hold other people together. And God says, I'll send you through Gethsemane so you can see that it's me that you need to connect with. The Bible says, Luke says, he sent an angel to him. And let me tell y'all something before I go to my next point. I thank God that he loves me so much that when everybody else falls asleep, God will send an angel to minister unto me. Mm-hmm. Is anybody in here ever had an angel before? I'm talking about you didn't know how you was going to make it through that dark season, but God sent an angel to you. He sent somebody that was just in your life for that season of your life, and they were strengthening you. They was encouraging you. They was giving you a word, because I want to let you know every one of us got angels that's watching over us. You wouldn't have made it out of that last dark season if you didn't have an angel that was watching over you. And every now and again, when you're thanking God, you ought to thank him for his angels, because his angels been keeping watch over you. His angels been guarding you from all of your enemies. His angels been strengthening you when you wanted to collapse. Somebody say, thank you for some angels. Oh, I thank God for his angels, boy, because there's been some mornings when I woke up and I can't call nobody, but God will send his angel. He'll send his Holy Spirit to talk to me, to shake the dirt off my shoulders so I can continue to be who God has called me to be. Jesus was going through all of this. Jesus, watch this now. He had to remember what God said. He said, watch this. Jesus, I've allowed you to come into the earth so that you can die for other people. That's the setting, was Gethsemane. But then you got to see the struggle that's in this text as well. Because Jesus was in a little struggle. Because the Bible says, watch this, verse number 37, he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. And he said to them, watch this, he's taking off and being transparent before them. He says, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Watch this. He says, y'all got to stay here and watch with me, godly, because I'm going through so much. Because Jesus now, as he's in this garden, he's paces away from Calvary. But he's thinking about all of the embarrassment that he's going to have to endure. He's thinking about all of the shame and all of the humiliation. See, when you're headed towards your destiny, there's going to be times of struggle. There's going to be times when if you're trying to be who God has called you to be, God, you're going to look bad in front of people. That people are not going to understand why you're doing what you're doing. Do I have a witness in here that sometimes they're going to talk about you. They're going to reject you. That people that you have done the most for when you really need them in your life, they're going to do a Houdini on you. They're going to be nowhere to be found because it's a struggle that you're dealing with. Do I have anybody that know about the struggle? And Jesus is dealing with all of this. He's dealing with being alienated. He's dealing, watch this, with being the gossip of Jerusalem. Y'all don't know what that's like. When everybody got your name on their lips and they ain't saying nothing good about you. He had to deal with that struggle and he's saying, God, if there's another way. Mm-hmm. He says, I want to go that way. He says, I know I'm going to have to be hung up for other people's hang-ups. That I understand, God, that I'm going to have to get up on that cross for something that I didn't even do. But God told him, he says, Jesus, it's necessary that when you go through Gethsemane, you're going to be ready for your destiny when you get out of it. Elbow your neighbor, say, you're going to be ready for it. He says, you got to go through Gethsemane. And sometimes, church, when you're on your journey of life, you're going to have to deal with things that's going to make you cry sometimes. You're going to have to deal with Gethsemane situations where you scratch your head and say, Lord, I don't know what in the hell is going on in my life.
We are encouraged that you were blessed by this word as ministered by Pastor Dennis Hebert, Senior Pastor and Teacher of the Beacon Light Baptist Church of Hammond, Louisiana. Here at DRH Ministries, we want to thank you for tuning in and we want to invite you to share with us whenever you're in the area. We're conveniently located at 500 East Hanson Avenue, Hammond, Louisiana, 70403. Our Sunday worship services are offered at 7:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Feel free to also join us for our weekly pastoral Bible study each Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon and 7 o'clock p.m. For more information, visit our website at www.beaconlightofhammond.org. DRH Ministries, empowering you to live in victory.